invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, you're not brave with this, and I'm no like to brag, but I'm only 2 years in America. And already I'm a save up of $48. That's a pretty good, huh? Just to think, Mamma Mia. If I'm gonna keep a saving up of $24 a year, at the end of 10 years, I'm gonna got a $240 and I can afford a brand new 1950 car in a 1960. This $48 I'm gonna keep in a bank. In America. Bank is a place where you keep your money and also catch a cold from air conditioning. Anyway, a couple of days ago, I'm a see ad in a paper that say, grow with America. Invest your money. So I'm a decide to take my money out of the bank and grow. I'm a talk to the bank manager. This manager, he's a talk to me about a saving. And he say, how if I'm a leave my $48 in the bank, it's gonna work for me. I'm a think of what a strange country. In the old country, man is a go to work to make money. Over here, he's a stay home and a send his money out to work. But to make a long story in a little piece, Mamma Mia. This morning, I went to the bank and I took out my $48. Question is now, what I should invest in? Lots of people are making money in real estate. I'm even here in my night school how once a man is paid $24 for New York. That's for me. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go right there now and find out how much they ask for Chicago. No, Chicago must have cost more than the $24. But the first time I go to my night school class and ask my teacher, Miss Spaulding, for advice about the real estate.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Vasco?
Present.
Mr. Howard?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
I'm here, but I didn't bring a present. I may not be a beauty, but I'm a cutie.
Mr. Schultz, there'll be no disruptions. Yep. Now, class, our lesson for today is... Mr. Vasco, why are you staring out of the window?
I'm looking at the big building.
Oh, well, that's the Wrigley Building.
It's so beautiful. It's a real piece of America. Fellow who's on at the building, he must be very happy, huh, Miss Spaulding?
Oh, yes.
You think they're going to sell me the first floor of the Wrigley Building?
What?
Luigi, don't buy the Wrigley Building. You'll be biting off more than you can chew.
No, but Schultz, please, I'm serious.
Luigi, why the sudden interest in buildings? Are you looking to buy real estate, maybe?
That's right, Horowitz. I was to see ad in a paper to say, grow with America, invest your money.
Nothing could be truer.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like to invest my money in real estate. If I'm only could on... A small piece of the United States.
A small piece? Luigi, would you settle for Texas? It's got a very nice location, cross ventilation, and hot and cold running oil wells.
Mr. Schultz, please.
Luigi, how much money are you prepared to invest in real estate?
$48. What do you think I can buy for that?
A fire hydrant on Michigan Boulevard. Luigi, forget with this real estate business. You don't got to own a property to be a real American.
Oh, Luigi, there's more American to own a refrigerator and a washing machine.
That makes sense, Luigi. A fellow who's as good an American as a fellow who's got 100 acres.
Except if he's got a horse. Then he's got to move out of the apartment.
But Miss Spaulding, what do you think? You think I'm a foolish because I'm a like throwing a piece of land, a piece of America?
Oh, well, no, Mr. Basco. I think your motives and your spirit are very commendable. Some of our greatest Americans started with almost nothing and built great fortunes. That's the American dream.
Ach, that's so true, Luigi. Take Rockefeller. When he first came to America from Yugoslavia...
Rockefeller was born here.
Yeah. But anyway, there was a fella raised right here in Chicago.
There was Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, when Rockefeller started his first gold mine...
There was an oil well.
Olsen, if you keep stopping me, Rockefeller would never make a dime.
Well, Mr. Basco, even though you have the right idea, I'm afraid $48 is hardly enough money to start a venture with.
If you don't mind, Miss Spaulding, a correction, please. A man wants to start, he's got a right to start. So it's not real estate, it's something else.
Well, like what, Mr. Horowitz?
Like what? Like,
stocks. Sure, I know a fellow who bought 100 shares of stock at $2. Today it's worth $34 a share, and he's got a fortune.
Stocks?
Yeah, that's right, Luigi. You invest in the stock market. Right away, you become part owner of some big American companies.
Hey, that sounds good. Hey, but wait. You think $48 is enough in the stock market? Luigi, nowadays, $48 ain't enough in the supermarket.
Luigi, look. You made up your mind, so go ahead. Buy some stocks. So it won't be much, but at least it's a start.
That's right, Mr. Basco.
Well, thank you, class. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to go buy some stocks. I'm going to invest.
And good luck, Mr. Basco.
Yo, Luigi, that's my sentiments to you.
Ach, sure, Luigi. Go buy some stocks. Then one morning you buy yourself a paper, you sit yourself down, feet on the desk, a big cigar in your mouth, then you open up the paper.
Yes, sir.
You take one look at the stock market and you blow out your brain.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, guess what? I'm gonna buy some stocks.
Well, that's a wonderful idea, Luigi. With the winter coming on, those stocks are gonna come in handy for your feet.
Pasquale, that's a different kind of stocks. What are you talking about? It's a socks.
Oh, a socks. That's what you buy on the Wall Street.
Pasquale, that's a stocks.
Stocks, a socks. Look who's telling me. Luigi, don't be insulted, but I'm got more brains in my head than you got in your whole little finger.
Well, that's a good, Pasquale. Then maybe you tell me a few things about the stocks before I buy.
Tell you? Sure, why not? Stocks. Well, to begin with, Luigi, all of the stocks that they keep in a very big place. That's called the stock yard.
But, Pasquale, I'm a thought the stock yards was only for animals. Animals has got nothing to do with the finance.
No, here, look at what it says in your own paper, here.
All right.
Financial section. Go ahead, read.
Let me see. Stocks rise in a bigger bull market. Hey, Pasquale, you're right.
Sure, I'm right. Besides this, the bull market, they got something else that's called a bear market.
Bear market?
That's right. When everybody's losing their shirt, they walk around half naked. That's a bear market.
But, Pasquale, now you're making me worry. Schultz is also telling me I'm going to lose my $48. Is this possible?
Sure is possible. The stock market is full of danger. Say a fella's to buy 10 heads of bull, right away you got to balance the market. You got to buy 10 heads of cow. Now, how are you going to do this with $48?
Maybe I can buy little cows.
Ooh, what a boob. You think they're going to let a little fella like you make money in the market? Here, look at these stocks. General Electric, General Foods, General Motors. You can't buy them. They're only for generals.
Generals, well, and that's a bad thing.
Bad, that's a terrible. Here, look at these stocks here. Uh-huh. Pacific Corp, uh-huh. United Corp.
Uh-huh. Well, can I buy those, Pasquale?
No, it's for non-commissioner man, a corp. Luigi, no doubts about it, the market ain't for you.
Now, Pasquale, what am I going to do? I'm going to have what they call the American dream. How is it going to grow with America? Invest in something big.
Then, Luigi, why are you not telling me this right away? If you want to invest in something big, I'm got the biggest thing in America.
Oh, that's nice, Pasquale. What's that?
My daughter, Rosa.
No, nothing a doing, Pasquale. She's too fat for me.
Oh, stop her with the fat. You're looking to invest in America? Roses are just as American as the Rocky Mountains and a Pikes Peak.
What do you say?
She's as American as the Rocky Mountains and a Pikes Peak.
Yeah, and that's what she's built like, too.
Luigi, you want to make a wisecrackers about her fat or you want to grow with America?
But, Pasquale, if Rosie's ever sit on me, I'm a stopper grown. No, it's no use to talk.
Luigi, 250 is no fat, especially on a Rosa, because she's so cuddly.
She's a what?
She's a cuddly.
Too much a cud.
All right, you stubborn boob. After everything I'm going to tell you, you still want to ruin yourself.
Oh, no, Pasquale. You just try to mix me up because you and I should marry Rosa. But I'm going to invest in the stock market like I'm decided.
All right, go. Invest your money in the stocks. Kill off for the whole American money system.
Huh? What do you mean?
Luigi, you come from Italy. And when you begin investing your money in America, they got to change it to Italian money. England is to get even, she's to devalue the pound again. America's to get angry and to devalue the dollar. And what's to happen because of you?
What?
America's got to go back to Confederate money.
Life with Luigi continues in just a moment, but first, you can help children, old folks, the sick and the aged. You can help destroy juvenile delinquency. You can make your town a healthier place in which to live. You can do all this with just one gift, a contribution to your community chest. 4 out of 10 families in community chest areas benefit directly from the services you help to support. The other families benefit indirectly by better community living conditions. So make your town a better place to live. Give generously to your community chest. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, today your son Luigi is a big man. Like I'm a decide, I'm a bought a stock, and now I'm a part owner in the telephone company. That's right, I'm a got a 4 shares. Mamma mia, like you always was telling me, is the best if you do things yourself. So I'm made the whole day of it, and I'm a went to the stock market myself. First, I'm a put on my best clothes. I'm a pack a lunch, eat it on a trolley car. Of course, I'm a good citizen, I'm a not throw the banana peels out of the window. I'm going to give it to the conductor. He's a holder for me. Then I'm going to come to the stock market and, mamma mia, this is America. People are rushing, a hustle, a bustle. And what Pasquale told me was all big lies. I was there 3 hours and I never saw one cow. Anyway, the stockbroker is selling me interest in a consolidated telephone company. He's taking my $48, and he's giving me the most beautiful certificate I've ever seen in my life.
And mamma mia, you should have seen the excitement when I was walking down the street to my antique shop, waving the certificate into the air.
Hey, Luigi, what are you waving? You and a citizen of faith.
No, Mr. Pellegrino is a stock in a telephone company.
Stock in a telephone company?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Oh, I'm a painter. Luigi from my own block, aren't
you? That's right. Hey, Riley.
Get on. Huh? Mrs. Dombrowski from the beauty parlor. Every time I'm a pick up a telephone, she's a talking.
Well, sure. Sure, Mr. Pellegrino. You want I should get to you another telephone?
No, make her talk louder so I can hear what she says.
Well, all right, sir.
It's hard to believe you own the telephone.
Sure, Riley, look here. Here is my name on a certificate.
And it cannot suggest a ring thing. It's a painting.
Oh, look at the gold on it. Sure, and it's Horatio Alger all over again. From rags to riches.
Hey, Luigi, what's the matter? What's it for rags?
Astro, come on. Come on, Astro. Come on to the fruit store.
Luigi owns the telephone company.
Sure, and soon he'll be owning the gas company.
Yeah, that's the night. And after that, maybe the electric company.
Go on, let's break up the monopoly.
You heard Simon and stop for shaving the customer. Come on.
Come on, everybody, come into my store.
Hey, what's going on here? What's all the excitement?
Luigi just bought a telephone company.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure, Pasquale, yeah, it's all of mine.
Enough, enough. Sure, Luigi owns the telephone company, and I'm just to become a president of the United States.
You did? What happened to Harry Truman?
Bunch of boobs. I believe everything. Now, please, out of the store. I got to talk to Luigi.
Yeah. Come back to later. Goodbye, everybody.
Now, suppose you tell me, little banana nose. What's all of the excitement?
Pasquale, I was going to listen to you. I'm went and bought a stock, and now I'm owner of the telephone company.
Oh, listen to him. I could have seen it just now. Bosco Telephone Company. I suppose the first thing you're going to do is to take down all the telephone wires across the country and string up a spaghetti, eh?
No, Pasquale, there's no use to talk. Nothing you can say is going to bother me from now on. I'm bought the telephone stock, and I'm even going to the stockholders' meeting they got today. If you excuse me, my voice is a little husky from a yelling. I'm going to go bring it back and get us some water.
So, you should not listen to me no more. Me, a fellow who's bringing me here from Italy. Give him his first meal, his first pair of shoes, his first comic book. And when he's not going to read this book, he's coming to me. And I'm found somebody to read it to. Oh, this time I'm gonna teach him a good lesson. This time I'm gonna fix him a good. Hello, operator. This is Luigi Bosco, 21 North Halstead Street. I'm wondering you should have disconnected my phone right away. I'm going away on a trip. When? This is second. The boat is leaving right now. Toot, toot. Good. All right, you're disconnected. Thank you so much. I'm going to know something you don't know.
No. Hey, Pasquale, you still here?
Yes, I'm still here. Luigi, I've been thinking. You deserve a lot of credit by the telephone company.
Pasquale, I'm glad to hear you talk like that.
Sure, isn't no hard feelings. Hey, Luigi, did you call up the operators and tell them who's the new boss?
Huh?
Well, at least you should tell you own a personal operator. That's a common courtesy.
Well, sure. Why not? That's a good idea, Pasquale. I'm going to call right now. Hello? She's no answer. Hello? That's no good. Pasquale, I'm not like to be a hard boss, but you think it's right the operator should still be out to lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
What? Hey, give me that phone. Hello? Luigi?
Something terrible has happened.
What's that?
Your phone is dead.
What?
Luigi, I'm hate to say this, but is it just happened? Am I worst afraid? Oh. Your phone is dead, and it's never going to answer. Even when it's a ring, you're not going to hear it.
What do I, Pasquale? Why, all of a sudden, what's happened?
It's not the what's happened, it's what you did. Immigrant to try and buy into America, the company. That's the worst thing possible. A violation of an A, T, and a T.
A, T, and a T, what's that?
Aliens are trying to take over. Oh, Luigi, what you did? My phone is a dead, too. Word must have got around. The panic is a start. Everybody's asked the operator for his nickels back. There's a run on a telephone booth.
Oh, but
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if by next week a telephone company's to go out of business. If you want to get a message to somebody, you got to send it by carrier pigeon.
This is terrible. All I'm wanted to do is own a little piece of America.
Sure, sooner you're going to own a little piece of America all to yourself. Alcatraz.
No, that's kind of tourist for me. I'm a minute no wrong. I'm going to go right then out to the stockholders' meeting and I confess everything.
Wait, Luigi.
Pasquale is no use to stop.
Wait.
Goodbye.
Luigi.
Now, in closing, Mr. Wentworth, our majority stockholder, will summarize our financial condition.
Gentlemen, we've all heard the treasurer's report. Consolidated Telephone stock is as secure as ever. Now, with the six-month earnings of $15 million and a possible $20 million earning in the next 6 months, we can look forward to a $30 or $35 million year.
Stop. Stop. I'm going to give up. I'm a bankrupt of the company.
You what?
That's right. They blame everything on me, Luigi Basco. The operators, they're in a panic because I'm a kill the telephone, and now everybody is asking the carrier pigeons for the nickels are back.
Just a minute, sir. This is a stockholders' meeting of Consolidated Telephone.
That's what I'm got, the stock. Look, 4 shares. Now, on account of me, the whole thing's worth nothing.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about, but our stocks have never been more stable.
Oh, now they're keeping the stocks in the stable. Please, gentlemen, even though I'm immigrant, I'm a try to be good American, believe me. Whatever I'm a loser for your company, I'm a pay you back every penny. How much you expect to make it this year?
$30 million.
Mamma mia, I'm going to have to work a night and a day. I'm going to show you what I mean. I'm going to start right now. Wait, here. Here's $1.20. Take offer from it, the $30 million. How much I'm owe you now?
Mr. President, this is ridiculous. We heard from Mr. Wentworth, and I move that we close business.
No, please, don't close the business. You can still make money with a telephone. While I was to come here, I'm going to figure out the way you're going to make it twice as much your money. And instead of charging a nickel for a call, you charge 10 cents. A nickel for a fellow who's making the call, and a nickel for a fellow who's answering.
Sir, as a stockholder, you have every right to participate, but your confused remarks are disrupting this meeting. Sergeant at arms, will you please show him out?
Sergeant, no. Please don't get the army after me. I'll go myself. Goodbye.
Luigi, I'm going to chase you all the way down here. What's happened?
Pasquale, was it the worst day of my life? I don't know what to do. I'm going to give him a $30 million.
That's a new kind of marshal plan. Are you giving them money?
Pasquale, please, you got to help me.
Sure, I'm going to help you. You know you, Pasquale, is always ready to help you out.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
That's all right. Now I'm going to do you a little favor. You do me a little favor.
Anything, Pasquale, name it.
I'm going to name it. I'm going to call it. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little tulip. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi's just to learn a lesson. He shouldn't mix in with American business. He's going to settle down and raise a family. Now he wants to take you home for his wife.
But, Papa, maybe his wife don't want me.
Well, Luigi, my son. Come on.
Oh, Mr. Basco. Mr. Basco, I'm glad I found you. I'd like to talk with you for a minute.
Please, I'm a god. Don't make a trouble.
Mr. Basco, my name is Wentworth. I don't know where you got the idea that our company has been ruined. We've made more money this year than we've ever made.
But my friend Pasquale here, he's say that to me, and I'm a grandfather because I'm a body stuck in a company. I'm a killer of the telephone. He's telling me that my phone is dead.
What?
All right, so it wasn't a dead, so it's just a faint a little bit.
Mr. Basco, Consolidated Telephone is owned by 30,000 stockholders, and it's no idle boast when we say that many of them include widows, orphans, and immigrants.
Then you mean Amma got the right idea to grow with America?
Oh, you certainly have. 30 years ago, that was my idea, but you're starting off four times bigger than I. You have 4 shares of stock. I have just 1. Today, I am the majority stockholder.
Oh, you big man. Thank you for talking to me, Mr. Wentworth. I'm proud to be part of the telephone company.
Yeah, sure. You're part of the telephone company. The slug. Come on, Luigi, let's go.
On the practical side, Mr. Basco, you bought your stock today at 15. Well, when the financial reports are announced tomorrow, your stock will be 17.
So what? Today my Rose is at 250. Tomorrow she's going to be 254.
Please, Pasquale.
Good day, Mr. Basco. It's been a pleasure to know you. You know, we don't have too many of our stockholders attending our meetings, unfortunately. May I extend a personal invitation to you for our next one?
Sure. I come. Hey, Pasquale, do you hear that? I'm really got a part of America.
Oh, well, come on, Luigi. Rosa's awake.
No, Pasquale. I'm going to think of a Rosa. I'm going to think of a something else.
What's that?
America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean. So, mamma mia, it's a wonderful feeling to be part owner of a telephone company. I'm going to do everything I can to make more money for them. Yesterday, I'm going to spend 3 hours in a cigar store. And every time somebody is a walk out of the phone book, I'm going to shake his hand and say, thank you, call again. You're loving a son of Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Be sure to listen next week at this time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Schiff as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin, Bob Lamond speaking. You know, it's hard to believe that after all these years, Amos and Andy could still get into so much trouble. You'd think that by now they would have learned how to avoid it. But so long as Kingfish can think up ways to make an easy dollar, you'll find Amos and Andy in the soup. These favorite comedians return to the air over most of these same CBS stations this Sunday night. Most folks got into the habit of listening to Amos and Andy years ago. But if you're not a regular Amos and Andy fan, you will be after you hear them this Sunday on CBS.
Tune in this fall for the shows that you love best of all.
Listen carefully.
Here's the address.
It's CBS, CBS.
Now stay tuned for Hit the Jackpot, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.